Windows trade barriers between the two countries. This was conveyed by Indonesian President Prabowo in a joint statement after a bilateral meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara, Turkey on Thursday. President Prabowo explained the expansion of market access and removal of trade barriers were agreed to support the common goal of developing as an economic power in the region. Therefore, President Prabowo and President Erdogan have instructed relevant ministries to finalize the preferential trade agreement negotiations as a first step towards a comprehensive economic cooperation agreement or CEPA between Indonesia and Turkey.
Melaporkan bahwa kita sudah menginstruksikan menteri perdagangan kita masing-masing.
I reported that we have instructed our respective trade minister to finalize the preferential trade agreement as a first step towards Turkey and Indonesia. CEPA. In the joint statement, President Prabowo further conveyed Indonesia's commitment to strengthen strategic cooperation with Turkey in various fields, from infrastructure, renewable energy, defense industry, to health industry. The President visited Turkey's presidential palace as a reciprocal state visit after President Erdogan visited Bogor presidential palace with CEPA on February 12, 2025. President Prabowo's state visit was welcomed with warmth and festivity.
integrity. Aku tak bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu.
Will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily
lemons, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Firstly, you must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the houses. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Pulisan Beach. Here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the Sumur Batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like a priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has Sabana, Kerakabis Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable. Especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in very good condition. Because they are kept sustainable. Ben Hadassat, Bulli Santorin Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulli San, including its coral reefs.
Yes, so we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulli San tourist beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulli San tourist village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the 5 Super Priority Destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulli San tourist village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Karoncho Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Bulli San tourist village head, Ben Harijarang, Karoncho Mama is the traditional music of the Bulli San village community.
Karoncho Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulli San. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Karoncho Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Karoncho Mama up as one of the cultures.
Karoncho Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments, such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatelima, leader of the Karoncho Mama group, explained, now Karoncho Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Karoncho Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Karoncho Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Bulli San tourist village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia. Will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Ganawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, I think there will be help to alleviate the problem in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sector such as palm oil, coal, pomito. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Ganawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.